I remember us getting together. I was living in London at the time, and I would commute up to Birmingham. And I don't know. I took a tape away with me that David and Andy had worked on, and I came back with about 1.5 songs worked out, and we played them, and we realized that we thought we had something. We weren't sure what we had, but we knew we had something worth pursuing.
And with that, you managed to get quite early on success here in the UK, and you managed to widen that as well to a real worldwide audience.
Yeah. It just kind of happened. There was no real plan. You know, we just, we all liked, you know, we all had similar influences. We were all influenced by punk as well, I think. That had something to do with it. But we also liked black soul music. We liked reggae. And I think things just fell in our favor. And, also we came up with the goods as well. But there's always a lot of luck involved as well.
Is that a tip, I guess, that you would say to anybody getting into the industry now? Is you've got to make sure that what you have musically is really solid. You need to work hard, but there does need to be that element of luck to it, something which the stars may align for you or they may not. Or would you say it's you can make this happen more so than it being luck?
I think one thing I learned is that hard work has got nothing to do with it, because there's plenty of people who do hard work who don't get anywhere. So it's not hard work. It's just having the thing that people want at the right time. But it's also, I think what we did was we pleased ourselves first. We weren't trying to write for somebody else. We wanted to do what we liked. And I think if you do that, you can't fail, because your time is spent doing something that you love. And then it's a bonus if other people like it, and then it's a bigger bonus if people pay you for it. But I think the important thing is to be doing, or it was for me, was to be doing something that I liked first and foremost, because you never get that time back again. You know what I mean? It's like you'll only be 21 once. Mm. So that year, you're better off doing what you want to be doing than something that you don't want to be doing, because you might never even see 22 anyway. Now, so that's kind of how I go about it.
I know as well, in terms of things that you've wanted to do in your life, is you've been involved in drama, and you've done some acting as well. I think I'm right in saying one of your credits actually is up here in Yorkshire in Heartbeat.
Yeah, that was a good day. Good day, I think it's probably more than one day. Funny enough, a film that I feature in is being released at the moment, and it's touring. As I'm touring, it's touring in some of the same cities as well. That's called Breaks. In fact, I was doing a Q&A at a theatre called the Rio in Dalston in London. For one of the stagings of the film. So yeah, music and drama, that's all I've ever done, really.